Well, this is Dr. Stan. This is Dr. Stan back here, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Deborah Tavares, who certainly is on the front lines of this battle, has a great deal of great information about what's going on. And I'm really indebted to Deborah for coming on this evening to bring us up to date with what's really happening in this move to destroy the sovereignty of our nation and certainly limit the power of the American people and, of course, impose this one-world occult dictatorship on the people, tragic people of the world. Go right ahead, Deborah. Go right ahead, Deborah.
I have a number of updates, and I certainly want to do that now. Everyone that is listening, you can go to our website, stopthecrime.net, and you can see these reports that I would like to share now. We have some breaking information on the smart meter debacle. And, of course, everyone knows that this is for global energy dominance by the elite and the international bankers. And we in Northern California have worked exceedingly hard over the last few years to get the smart meter opt-out. And in that process, of course, we discovered that when people were opting out of their smart meters and thinking that they were getting the original legacy analog meter reinstalled for the extortion fee, we were being charged $75 to have those meters, the smart meters removed, and $10 a month to have a meter reader come and read. But we were finding that PG&E here in Northern California, as other utilities are, they were installing replacement analog meters that are still compatible with the global smart grid. So they still have wireless connections in them. So yet we were then again deceived. We knew that some time back. What we've recently found out, which is extremely disheartening for all the efforts that we put in to get the opt-out. Now, the benefit, of course, fighting so hard for the opt-out, and this is not to discourage anybody for any actions that you take in any direction at all. You bring awareness to the smart meters as being a problem, and that is significant. Whatever you do to create that awareness in any direction, legally, etc. But I can tell you what we have discovered is, of course, the opt-out by the utility company giving us the choice was only an appeasement plan. We found that the goal of the appeasement plan or opt-out was to halt the mounting opposition globally against the smart grid. And we also learned here in Northern California and in Southern California, we have what is called a climate action plan, or they also call it an energy action plan. They're coming in the back doors of our cities through the planning departments. And what we have discovered is that in the planning departments, through these opt-out plans and bringing in, or I should say, through the climate action plans, they are requiring smart meters, and they are requiring Energy Star efficient appliances. So while we thought we had the choice, we don't. This is all part of the false science and CO2 and greenhouse gas reduction scientific fraud and scam.
And basically, ladies and gentlemen, everything is done to make you think that you have some influence. There is a master plan for the 21st century. It's called Agenda 21. You can read about it up on the internet. We have 74 tape sets on this. We have certainly DVDs you can get. You can get the information off the internet. But this is a master plan to control everything about you and actually to damage your health as much as they can. Incredible, but true. We'll be back in a moment.
While the storm clouds gather, all across
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this evening is Deborah Tavares, and she's talking about the smart meters, which have been installed to replace the electric meters in homes all across America, all across the world. These are being introduced every place. It is part of this Agenda 21, the master plan for the 21st century. Most people think that's sort of ridiculous, but fortunately, we do have the Internet. You can check out what we're saying. There is a master plan. Now, certainly the smart meters will then communicate with the smart appliances in your house. And you say, smart appliances? What are you talking about? I don't have smart appliances. Well, if you're buying any new products today, they will all have chips in them, and those electronic chips will be able to communicate with your smart meter. Your smart meter will correlate with the smart grid. This is all a carefully created plan effort so that they know everything going on in your house, how much electricity you use for a microwave, how much you use for cooking, how much electricity is being used in refrigeration, how many refrigerators you have. They want to know everything about everybody and basically say, why would anybody want that? Because we're moving towards a totally controlled society. That's what Agenda 21 is, where people are going to be forced out of their homes, where they're going to be forced into multi-level living small apartments where they'll work locally, where they'll shop locally, where there'll be no cars, where they'll simply have bicycles. And the average individual says, that's the craziest thing I ever heard, and you're absolutely right. The only trouble is, that's what the plan is. Go right ahead, Deborah.
Well, yes, thank you, Dr. Stan. Also, just to add to what democracy was a plan to engage the smart grid mesh network back in the 1930s. And that is system planned when all of the distribution of energy resources would be completely monitored and measured. And so this was schemed up back in the 1930s. They just did not have the technology. But what I've got to get out to the entire listening audience right now, and you can go to my entire article on stopthecrime.net, scroll down on the homepage, and you'll see an article entitled Breaking. The smart meter opt-out was only an appeasement plan. Now, I've got to follow this up by telling everybody right now, the climate action plans are part of UN Agenda 21 for Future Earth. They're in all of our cities. They've come in the back door through our planning departments. Anyone can call their planning department in your town, and you can ask, when will they be able to give you a copy of the energy plan or the climate action plan. They all require massive reductions of greenhouse gas emissions, and they bring in the requirement of smart meters and the Energy Star spying censored appliances. It is a requirement. Now, I'm going to tell you right now what it says here in our Northern California, Sonoma County, climate action target plan. This is the target goal for Sonoma County. It's extremely aggressive, and I'm going to tell you this slowly. They are requiring that we reduce our greenhouse gas emissions 25% below 1990 levels by 2015. Again, reduce the greenhouse gas emissions 25% below 1990 levels by 2015. They do not have the figures for 1990. So they're back engineering those figures based on the census of 2010. Now, most important is to understand all of these climate action plans and plans are being provided by grants that your city and counties are requesting. These are bribes. Your city is obligating you locally, typically to a 20% responsibility of the entire grant amount. And then 80%, of course, is coming from the federal government as fiat money, likely tacked on to our national debt. This is another way in which they are imploding and bankrupting the United States economy. But above and beyond that, the climate action plans across the board talk about the elimination of gas appliances and gas equipment, because ENERGY STAR appliances are right now only available in for electricity. So they're imploding the gas industry. Now, in that article that I posted on our website, I have a very, very important TV interview. It's with PG&E here in Northern California. About a year ago, they were caught. A whistleblower at PG&E was in the gas leak detection, where he would go around to homes and put zip ties on leaking gas manifolds. And after several years of doing that in thousands of homes here in Northern California with leaks, he asked, when are we going to repair that? And PG&E said, do not put zip ties on the gas manifolds any longer, and do not tell the customers, we don't want them worrying. Now, we have that TV news piece in this article on StopTheCrime.net for everyone to watch. Now you will understand why they say all new construction is to install real-time energy monitors, all new buildings are to have energy-efficient appliances, and all new buildings are to have smart meters. There's a retrofitting requirement in order for the cities to reach their reduced greenhouse gas emission goals, which will require all owners of multifamily construction to ultimately replace all their inefficient old clunker appliances. And one of the ways that they will strong arm owners and businesses is through the yearly business permit process. They also have an annual inspection, and there are multiple ways in which they are going to require everyone transition. They also are talking about energy green mortgages to help people finance the transition from their inefficient appliances. They say that the average cost per household is going to be between $2,000 and $5,000. I can tell you right now, to replace heat and air equipment, if you have that, and all of your appliances, dishwashers, refrigeration, everything, you're not going to be able to do it easily for anything much less than $5,000. And that depends on what brand of equipment you, of course, purchase. But I am telling you that they say in the Santa Rosa Climate Action Plan, they say encourage residents and businesses to switch from natural gas-powered appliances to electric power appliances. Utilize energy-efficient appliance rebate programs to facilitate the replacement of natural gas equipment with electric-powered equipment.
And of course, I'm sure, Deborah, that this is under the guise that we've got to cut back on CO2. Basically, CO2 is producing global warming. Well, basically, if you really look and see what's happening today, we're not having global warming, we're having global cooling, and we have for the last 10 years. And you go up on the internet, you'll find articles that will stipulate this. Of course, the elite are putting in all sorts of articles that are falsifying this, but what is the level of CO2 in the atmosphere? What is the level of the CO2 as far as greenhouse gases? Is it 10%? Is it 5%? Is it 1%? Is it a tenth of a percent? It's actually 0.4%. That's all the CO2 there is. It has nothing to do with greenhouse warming. It's all a lie, but when you control the medium and you tell a big lie often enough, eventually people do begin to believe. But this is all contrived to justify a dictatorial power over the lives of the people and controlling the people from the cradle to the grave with all sorts of monitors can be watching whatever you're doing. And that really sounds so incredible, most people say it couldn't be true. Unfortunately, it is.
Well,
go ahead, Deborah.
That's exactly right. As a matter of fact, when you go to the article that I'm referring to right now on stopthecrime.net, there's quite a bit of detail in there. We've posted some links to the climate action plan so you can see these for yourself. Again, do your homework in your town and find out about this. But this does not mean you do not fight with everything you can within you to stop these biohazards from being attached to your home. We cannot allow the utility companies to dictate to us harmful practices when they know, and according to all military documents, we know that these frequencies are part of the silent weapons system. And that is also very important that everyone please read the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars document on stopthecrime.net.
Now, Deborah, are you saying that basically these meters, these smart meters actually, are dangerous for the people in the homes? Is that what you're saying?
Well, that's exactly what I'm saying, because, Dr. Stan, in the military documents, for example, one of the documents that we have posted on the site, it's a Fort Meade Army document. It talks about how 100% of the population will be affected by these low-pulsed frequencies. And even in the NASA war plan that is on stopthecrime.net also, it says on page 50, there will be effects of low-powered pulsed microwave. It says that there will be seizures, there will be alteration in brain function, and 30% to 100% increases in brain blood flow and death. They know exactly what they're doing with these frequencies. This is the new legal weapons program under the silent weapons system. And again, that is explained in the silent weapons document. But I want to let everybody know another aspect of the climate action plan. When the county set up their target requirements, there's then the second requirement, should these requirements not be met. And what that means is that if the requirements to reduce CO2 in your communities are not met by the massive reduction by inspection and by your changing out all your appliances, the next step is to evaluate your agriculture in your area and to further reduce greenhouse gas emissions if they deem that global warming is still out of control.
Well, let me point out, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of people think our enemy is terrorism or the communists in China, the communists in Russia. Ladies and gentlemen, the enemy is here in America. It's a subversive element that controls the leadership of both political parties and makes mockery out of our electoral process. Deborah, you go right ahead.
Thank you so much, Dr. Stan. Yes, so I want everybody to understand this is a global agenda by the international bankers. The international bankers are pushing this massive grid, and in the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars document, they talk to us and tell us exactly what the silent weapons system is all about. Again, they tell us in that silent weapons document on page 7 that the public weapon and therefore cannot believe they are even being attacked and subdued by a weapon. The public might instinctively feel that something is wrong is because of the technical nature of the silent weapon. They cannot express their feeling in any rational way or handle the problem with intelligence. They go on to say on page 8 of the silent weapons document, when a silent weapon system is applied gradually, the public adjusts and adapts to its presence and learns to tolerate its encroachment on their lives until the pressure, both psychologically and economically, become too great. They say that the silent weapon system is a biological warfare. It attacks our vitality, our options, and our mobility of all society by knowing, understanding, manipulating, and attacking our sources of natural and social energy and our physical, mental, and emotional strengths and weaknesses, And we have a very, very important document on the homepage of stopthecrime.net, Dr. Stan. It's a warning that everybody can download and pass out to all police, fire, and first responders, letting them know about the pulse, microwave radiation, and the effects on the brain. We've all been witnessing increased police brutality against the citizens. It's very, very important to understand the behavioral changes that affect our brains when we're under massive increased amounts of artificial frequencies. So I urge everybody to go to stopthecrime.net, download this document. Scientist Barry Trower put this together. He actually sent it as a confidential report on TETRA, that means frequencies, strictly for the Police Federation of England and Wales. We need to get this out to all of our first responders because the telecommunication industry is deploying cell phone towers on police station grounds and properties, on fire stations, in hospitals, in schoolyards, and the telecommunication industry is paying the property owners and or the fire departments for this. And because everyone is short on money right now, they look at this as a tremendous monthly income, which it can be a couple thousand or more per month if they allow a sighting of a cell phone tower on their property. And I can only say that they are being influenced by these frequencies. This is all part of the master plan of frequencies that are to be used as mind control. And when I say that, I'm going to refer everyone, Dr. Stan, right now to a White House .gov website, a 13-page document that was discovered. And the document is on stopthecrime.net on the landing page. It says government document leak, mind control. So everyone can go there and look at this 13-page document. It's realizing the full potential of government-held spectrum.
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Deborah simply suggesting you go to her website, stopthecrime.net. Stopthecrime.net, and you'll get access to all sorts of very significant government and other documents that will explain to you exactly what they're doing, the dangers, certainly, of cell phone towers, the impact that they can have on the minds of our police, certainly the impact that the smart meters can have on the impact of the minds and function of people all across our community. They know exactly what they're doing. And as Deborah points out, we're seeing increasing incidents of violence by our elected officials, by our police department. Why is certainly more and more people seem to be getting shot by the police? Certainly we're seeing an increased tempo of violence. But are some of the things that the police are being subject to making them more susceptible to committing violence and illegal acts? And we'd like to suggest that this is the sort of thing that is really going on today. We are all under attack, and we need to be working together, not against one another. Go right ahead, Deborah.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Stan. That is exactly right. And this document that I was just talking about is entitled Realizing the Full Potential of Government Health Spectrum to spur economic growth. Now, it's important to understand the economic growth that they want to spur is for the international bankers, not ours. And this document is absolutely critical. There is a map in this document. I have had a number of experts weigh in on concluding what this document means in its entirety. And we've uncovered a couple of layers of it, which we have presented on stopthecrime.net on the top link. Again, government documents leaked, mind control. You will see a map on page 12. You will see frequencies around all of the coastal states of the United States. And we are being corralled in a frequency fence. But this is demonstrating the psychotronic weapons of mass mind control. This is targeting the United States by the military-industrial complex. This is part of the silent weapons system deployment, and it's scheduled to be deployed September of 2013, just a month away, which is very interesting that the NSA Bluffdale, Utah Massive Data Collection Center is also supposed to go online in September. Now, I encourage everybody to watch the movie Eagle Eye by Spielberg. so that you understand what quantum computers are about. This is what is happening. The NSA facility in Utah will coordinate with this program in this document that I'm talking about right now. So quantum computers is mind theft, and it's invasion of the human brain by artificial intelligence. It is able to control specific thoughts, emotions, directing physical actions into unsuspecting human beings. And the map will show you this is the end of free will as we have known it. So it's important to understand what is happening so that you can take the precautions and be armed with the knowledge to prevent this takeover. In conjunction with the overhead geoengineering or the chemtrail spraying program, one of the most important layers of that program has been to spray nanofibers on all of us. It's in about 99% of the global population.
And what is the nanofibers, Deborah?
Yes, the nanofibers are synthetic fibers. It's associated with what we're now understanding as Morgellons disease. Morgellons disease, you can go to toxicsky.org and print off a flyer about Morgellons. There are many links of people that have researched Morgellons disease. Essentially, we are all are carrying the Morgellons disease now. It just has not manifested for everyone with these open lesions that do not heal, and the synthetic fibers emerge. Now, the nanofibers are those synthetic fibers. It's the first payload. It is a delivery system. And I'm understanding that the system is activated by vaccinations, which will have the nanobots in them. I know this sounds extremely sci-fi. It is extremely sci-fi. More importantly, it's extremely evil, because they have not only been through Agenda 21 stealing our water, our land, they are now stealing our minds. They're attempting to steal our minds. And I can tell you that the NSA, the CIA, and NASA have all been operating from black budget, and they have also brain implants. They say that brain implants are no longer necessary for mind control, although much of the military in the past number of years have been getting brain implants. They haven't known that, but they have.
Hold that thought right now, Chris. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Deborah. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you, and we'll be back in just a moment with Deborah Tavares right here at Radio Liberty.
Grateful for a land so fair. I did. Don't be late.
No.
Well, Deborah, you go right ahead.
Yes, Dr. Stan, I wanted to tie what I was talking about up together. I wanted to complete the conversation about the nanobots because I'm sure people are hearing this maybe for the first time. I encourage everyone to go to this website called Data, D-A-T-A, Asylum, ASYLUM.com, and you will see how all the predictive programming was launched many, many years ago, and you will also see how they've orchestrated the mind control aspect. And it's also extremely important to understand that back in 1995, massive doses of electronic mind control programming and thought intrusion and brain biogenetic manipulations were commencing in large scale. And back in 1995, all these projects were no longer experimental, and they were fully operational, and field testing was over. And they talked about how the entire arsenal of frequencies would be unloaded on the United States, Australia, New Zealand, Canada.
Hold that thought. Hold the thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Deborah Tavares. And if you're out there in the listening audience, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Deborah's simply been talking about the long-term planning, the documentation that we have, that all of this idea of using these frequencies on the minds of people to alter the way their brains work has been underway for a long time. Let's quickly go to Leslie, who's calling from Tri-Cities. Hi, Leslie. How are we doing?
I'm good. I'm off the grid now.
Okay.
I had two questions. One thing I noticed around here, we've got the Agenda 21 and all the smart meters in and everything. One thing I noticed was whenever I knew of someone who was selling a house or a condo unit, they were all having to replace the breaker boxes, and I wondered if that had something to do with the smart meters being too powerful for the old boxes or something.
Well, what I can tell you, I can't speak to that specific there in Colorado. What I can tell you, though, Leslie, is that here in California and likewise throughout the nation, the utility companies right now are enhancing their infrastructure for the ability to increase frequencies. And they're telling us, and they're being told, that the reason they're enhancing the electricity lines for greater capacity of frequencies is to carry the anticipated increased loads from solar, hydro, and wind. I think I've named them all, three things. Solar, hydro, and wind, yes. And so what that is going to do is increase the dirty electricity that we're all going to have spewed into our power lines of our homes and underneath all of the power lines as we drive. Because, of course, we know that the dirty electricity does not need a direct wire link. It does not need direct wiring. It can go right into our bodies and right through our homes, through our walls. So I would encourage you, Leslie, to go to our website, smartmetersmurder.com, and look at the link that we have there for dirty electricity. And likely the reason for the replacement of the breaker boxes, there have been many, many fires where homes have burned down or have been badly damaged because of the smart grid and the increased frequencies that are being amped up on our homes. So I would imagine that this is for precautionary reasons and the opportunity to allow these frequencies to be unnoticed as they amp up the system. They are amping up the frequencies on all of us. The smart grid and the smart meters gives them the opportunity to amp up the frequencies like a thermostat.
Okay, I think that, Leslie, did you have another question?
I did. I have my rural property, a common line anyway, is the Corps of Engineers. I'm within about a mile of a dam, and is it the Iron Mountain document that talks about what dams are coming out? I know two of them above me are supposed to come down, but I wanted to refer the Corps of Engineers to that document.
Basically, I think for what Leslie is talking about is there's a program throughout the entire country under Agenda 21 to take out dams. They're doing it certainly in Oregon. They're doing it in California. They're tearing down dams all across the world. Why? Because, of course, dams produce very cheap and efficient electricity, and they don't want that. They want to lower our living standards, raise the cost of electricity, and get us then to not to use so much electricity. And so they've got to raise the price, and the most convenient way to do that is to tear out the dams. Doesn't make any sense, but we live in a world gone mad. Deborah, how would you respond to that?
Yes, Leslie, the Iron Mountain Report is definitely a good report to refer people, but quite frankly, for people that are unaware of the conversation that you're hearing us have tonight, I would suggest the most important thing that you could do is refer them to the Silent Weapons Quiet Wars document. You may even want to download one off of our website, stopthecrime.net, and give them that, because what they need to understand is we are under a massive declaration of war by the international bankers. And the reduction of dams, the reduction of water, the increased amount of scarcity that they're creating across the United States and the globe is all intentional, of course, as you heard Dr. Stan talking about Agenda 21. I want to jump back into that document, though, that I was talking about called Realizing the Full Potential of Government Health.
Okay, let's let Leslie. Anything else you want to say, Leslie, or we'll just let you go?
It's really hard for me to hear. Did she say silent weapons, silent war?
Silent weapons, quiet wars on stopthecrime.net. You will see it on the home page.
Silent weapons, quiet wars, okay?
Quiet wars. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Leslie.
Okay, fine. Go right ahead. I guess our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. But go right ahead, Deborah.
Yes, Dr. Stan, on page 5 of that document the frequency increase around the perimeter of the United States. Again, it has multiple layers. But inside this government document, it says the fragmentation of the spectrum will be used for exclusive federal use and will lead to artificial scarcity and constraints on current and future users. This is extremely important to understand. I also want to tell you on the map page within the government document itself, right next to the map, it says that the TV white space will be used for the beginning system, that this TV white space is a system already in operation, and they'll use it as a starting system. So what does TV white space mean? It's mind control and subliminal messaging, and it's conditioning the way we think. It is a digital aspect of the silent weapons system that is being launched. So I want to suggest that everyone go and understand what mind control is. This is happening. We are in a new type of warfare. It is a silent system. And they're using frequencies. They're going to be using a massive amount of variety of increased media propaganda. They're going to be increasing that in the large. Remember, the assault upon us runs on two premises, massive terror and fear and massive disinformation and the intention to tear us all apart based on religious, ethnic, political, whatever differences they can create to keep us fractured so that we do not understand and have a common dialogue. We are really in a short window of time. Everyone that understands the big picture understands things are escalating rapidly.
And let me just point out, Deborah, that what they're doing is focusing our attention on the growing threat of Communist China. Communist China is not a threat. We put those people into power. We installed them back in 1949. Oh, my goodness, it's the Russian communists. We've got to be concerned about them. Ladies and gentlemen, it was American corporations with American funding that drill the oil wells and gas wells in Russia. understood in the early 1990s that made them the most powerful, suddenly largest source of both oil and natural gas in the world today. Oh, it's the terrorists, the terrible terrorists. Ladies and gentlemen, we're financing the terrorism. We're financing Al-Qaeda in Syria. We finance this whole terrorist movement since inception. The enemy is not overseas. The enemy is right here in America. It is the Brotherhood of Darkness, and they have an agenda. It's called Agenda 21. It is being implemented, but fortunately, you can actually read their publications certainly on the Internet, and we actually have an excellent talk, my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan, and an excellent syllabus that comes with that, and you can get that with or without the syllabus. It's cheaper if you get the syllabus, but basically, of course, this is United Nations documents, government documents, where they admit openly what they are going to do and how they're going to regulate every aspect of our lives. Go right ahead, Deborah.
Yes, it's interesting that you said 1949 and our relationship with China not being an oppositional one, because in the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars on page 5, they talk about how the Rockefeller Foundation got in on the ground floor of this silent weapons system. Again, it is a declaration of war. The Rockefeller Foundation got in on the ground floor and worked with a grant with Harvard University. They created a Harvard Economic Research Project, and a year later, in 1949, the United States Air Force joined in. So what we have is an engineered plan of global declared war under the Silent Weapons Document. It's critical to understand. Also on StopTheCrime.net, the document Silent Weapons is read to you. They put it together in an audible way so that people can listen to it. I also want to cross-reference the importance of that document that's about the mind control. The very last page of this WhiteHouse.gov website says on page 13, "We can't wait. Worldwide leadership is up for grabs and follows first mover advantage." Now, on page 11 of the Silent Wars document, it says this, "It is necessary to have first strike capability in the field of economics. In order to maintain our position, it is necessary that we have absolutely first knowledge of all science and control over all economic factors and first strike experience at engineering the world economy. This is a very developed, thought-out plan." And I want to add some things about the nanobots that I talked about being in vaccines. All humans on the planet can now have their brains remotely controlled from a central supercomputer-driven database. This is that big NSA facility in Bluffdale, Utah. The underlying premise of it is mind control. So I can say to you, understand our reality. Go to Stop the Crime. Look up mind control. Find out about what is happening with targeted individuals that have been targeted all over the world with beam weapons for many years. It creates voice-to-skull discussions in people's heads.
Basically, how can they influence our thoughts and our minds, Deborah? How can certainly a computer in Utah influence anybody here in California?
Well, that's a very good question, and that is why I recommend everybody watch Eagle Eye by Spielberg so that people can understand how this is all connecting and how mind control is all part of this takedown with frequencies. And read the Silent Weapons document. It is about total control and taking of our minds.
Okay, fine. Let's quickly go to Joe, who's calling us from New Jersey. Joe, do you have a question for our guest?
Sure, I have a question. Maybe either one of you or both of you can answer it. I have a river in my backyard. It's called the Pequannock River. And I have a sort of like a Ferris wheel, an aluminum Ferris wheel. It's fairly large with fan blades in it. And I would be able to actually create hydroelectric power. I wonder if I would be in any way stopped, or would I be in any kind of violation?
Well, I think you'd have to go check with your local officials there. You would have a local planning commission. I would think there'd be absolutely no danger at all, and you would not be hurting anybody. But we live in a world gone mad, Joe. What are your thoughts? Do you have any thoughts on that at all, Deborah?
I do. I would like to weigh in on this, Joe, because what's happening right now, right here in Northern California, with these climate action plans and with these new plans that are coming in, they're all part of the Wildlands Project, where they're broadening your use of your own property if you back up to a river. So, for example, here in California, if you are on a year-round river that is designated as part of the wildlands biodiversity pathway or corridor, you cannot do anything within 100 feet of either side of your river. Now, that's designated rivers. You can go to your building department, and you can find out if that restriction has been implemented in your town yet. But it is something that is coming your way if it hasn't come yet. So if you have the opportunity to do what you'd like to do, you might want to check into it now before increased restrictions hit the books there in your town, because they're coming.
And basically, Joe, of course, basically they do not want us to have solar electricity. We're being encouraged to do it now, but down the line they're going to try to limit our use of solar electricity and wind electricity and hydroelectric electricity and nuclear fusion. They really want to lower the standard of living here in the United States to that of the peasant there or the native living in Africa. He says that's crazy. They've already lowered our living standards a fair amount. And certainly, the average wage, if you really look at it, take away inflation, but look at it over 20 years, the average wage here in the United States is actually going down for the average individual. We have over 25% of the population that has less than $1,000 saved for retirement, and certainly 49% have less than $10,000 put aside for retirement. We are in real trouble in America, and they're going to do everything to make our lives miserable if we let them. Go ahead, Joe. Anything else you'd like to ask?
Yeah, sure, because what I'd like to add to this discussion is, in my own particular personal situation, when I closed in on this house, my house is paid for now, it's 30 years ago, when I was at the lawyer's office and we were doing the closing, the lawyers mentioned that in no way could I adjust the flow of the river, nor could I dam the river. But as far as putting a Ferris wheel in there and creating hydroelectricity, that in no way disturbs the flow of the river, nor do am I damming the river.
Well, Joe, you better go to the Planning Commission, because I wouldn't put one in without their permission. Hey, we're going to have to let you go. Anything you'd like to say before I let you go?
No, I'd just like to say I would never come out and discuss this with anybody. I would just go ahead and do it, and then if you ever find out, then, well, I just have to take it down, so...
Well, Joe, that's certainly up to you, but we're all in a diminishing, a created false scarcity of all energy resources, and that includes water.
God bless you, Joe. Thanks very much for calling, and we're just about out of time. Go right ahead, Deborah.
Well, yes, I would encourage everybody to watch the movie Eagle Eye by Spielberg. Go to StopTheCrime.net. Also, please pass the source documents out. Refer them the Iron Mountain Report. Silent Weapons, Quiet Wars, as well as the New World Order Exposed, 1969. And it's extremely important to do your homework on the NSA. We will be posting updated information on StopTheCrime.net about NSA. The last thing I'd like to say in closing, Dr. Stan, is we have learned that the NSA facility with the quantum computers are designed to break into encrypted codes worldwide. In other words, the NSA facility will be able to break into nuclear launch codes worldwide. So that is a huge concern when you've got a high-stakes, out-of-control government in control of global nuke launch codes.
And I think it's important that people understand that our spy program is not just for the American people, it's all over the world, which is why certainly Brazil is breaking off a very large military contract to buy things in America. Other countries are turning against America, realizing, of course, that the brotherhood that controls us is buying on them and wants to control their governments as well. And basically, of course, this is a matter of national sovereignty. People in other countries don't want to give up their freedom. They don't want a group of wealthy people in America telling them how to live. We're going to be back here in just a moment to wrap up the program right here at Radio Liberty. Well, Deborah, we've got about 3 minutes for you to wrap up everything you'd like to say this evening.
Well, yes. Again, everyone can read what we've talked about tonight, Dr. Stan, on StopTheCrime.net, the latest smart meter updates. We've also just posted a YouTube video on cell phone towers so that people can understand what is happening with cell phone towers and the links with what you can do. And again, I encourage everybody to take action. Don't just listen to this information. Take action. Load your purses up or your cars with flyers. Start putting magnetic bumper stickers on your cars with websites and places for people to do. We are the media. Most importantly, live in right conduct. We're going to have a lot of increased danger on our streets because of all the increased crime, and that's all part of the intended chaos within our community. So just knowing these things in advance, you're not so easily deceived.
I think it's so important that we understand that this whole chaos is planned. Basically, we're intentionally allowing the drug gangs to come in from Mexico and other countries, and we're seeing increasing killing, and we're seeing increasing shooting, we're seeing increasing violence of all sorts. So much of it is senseless in many respects, but this is all part of what happens when a nation turns against God. And certainly if you look and see what's going on today, you can see that America was a Christian nation, but America is not a Christian nation today. And we're on the verge, certainly, of really the breakdown of the structure of our society. I really fear this is coming. How about you, Deborah?
Absolutely. It is, and it's been a long time in the making. And if people read these source documents, it won't take that long to do that. You will have a quick understanding of what is occurring, and you will be prepared for the times ahead. Remember, you've got to define who you are now. It's more important than ever for you to decide to live in right conduct. And personally, I believe that it's a requirement that we all put forth this information to everybody in every way that we can, because everyone needs the opportunity to understand their real reality. We've been massively betrayed. We've had massive media misinformation, and that's all part of the plan. So go to StopTheCrime.net, take a look at that NASA war plan. It tells you what they're going to do, and understand that the current movies that are out in movie theaters right now are all predictive programming. Watch The Hunger Games. Even watch the Dr. Monroe's Island. In fact, Dr. Stan, I feel like we're on Dr. Monroe's Island right now. He is genetically altering animals and creating humans out of those. And that was written by H.G. Wells. And he, of course, was a globalist.
We're out of time. God bless. Good night. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we do hope, of course, you... This is Dr. Stan. We hope you enjoy Deborah Tavares. Go to her website, get her information, watch the motion pictures that she advocates. Deborah's on the front lines of this battle doing a great job, but we are under attack today, and the people, certainly from the secret societies, are working at the highest levels of our society. But of course, the people don't take into account that also there is a God in heaven, and basically America has turned against God, and I fear God is going to bring his judgment on this country. And we're going to have to be prepared to look after ourselves. We're going to have to try to develop a personal relationship with our Lord, realizing that we will never be able to survive the difficult times that lie ahead without the Lord's help. We may not even survive personally, but if you have a personal relationship with the Lord, you know we're going to spend eternity, and all you need to want to do is, of course, is pray for your protection and your family's protection. But we ask you to go to our website, radioliberty.com, and suddenly pull down the a book, get the book. It's called The Brotherhood of Darkness. And certainly, we ask you to, certainly that's our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. You want to get The Brotherhood of Darkness. You want to get my talk on sustainable development and our syllables on the sustainable development. And that was 10 years ago, of course. Now we call it Agenda 21. We have a talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan. We have another talk that was given by our good friend Michael Shaw on Agenda 21, the wretched transformation of America. You'll certainly want to go to Michael's website, freedomadvocates.org. You'll want to get the syllabus that we put together that contains all these government United Nations documents on Agenda 21, so you don't have to take what I say or Deborah says. You can read it for yourself, and that's called Agenda 21 syllabus. So they're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Now, we do hope that many of you will go to our website, Radio Liberty, radioliberty.com, and there, of course, you can watch our DVDs. They're free. You can certainly listen to our radio programs, and certainly you can listen to them live 4 hours a day, and your job is to get other people starting to listen to our programs on a regular basis. You can listen to the archive programs 24 hours a day, and they're actually archived there for about 6 weeks. You can read our newsletters that we have posted there. And then, of course, if you'd like to, you can look at the list of the books and the DVDs and the videos and the 4-CD sets and 4 tape sets. And when you buy those, they sort of help Radio Liberty maintain our network of almost 50 outlets or over 50 outlets every single week. And we could need your help if you're in a position to help financially. Why, of course, you can call us at 1-800-544-8927. And whatever you can do, we'll appreciate it. We know many people are having real financial problems at the present time. And I think things are going to get a lot worse in the coming weeks and months, certainly when the financial markets begin to collapse, when the stock market collapses, when more and more people lose their jobs, when we become more involved with certainly other countries, as our sovereignty is certainly surrendered to this new coming one world satanic government, and that it is a satanic movement. And if you doubt it, go to trilateral.org. Trilateral.org, look at their logo, you'll see it there. And you look at it, you won't know what you're looking at, but I will tell you there are 3 sixes. If you look carefully, you'll see them joined together by an upside-down broken cross, a Luciferian symbol. And basically, this is a Luciferian organization dedicated to carrying out Lucifer's plan for a one-world government. And what you're seeing today carrying out is a fulfillment of this age-old plan. It goes back thousands of years to create a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and a one-world religion. And, of course, what they want to do is destroy Christianity, which is why they've taken God and prayer and the Ten Commandments and Easter and Christmas out of our schools, why you can't have a Bible in our schools, but you can have a Bible when you go to prison, which is also a government institution, but you can't have a Bible in school. We ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival, for our leaders and our ministers, but please, please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision, and for our protection.